Good morning, W8MW, listening statewide 1, mobile, Grand Rapids.
K88EVF, listening on statewide 1.
NAKPP, statewide 1. Sunny ZMT, statewide 1. JCKVO, monitoring, statewide 1. In Tuskegee.
W8MW, statewide 1.
KF8S, W8EAP.
KF8S, statewide 1.
Yeah, I'm only putting out like 10 watts right now. It's all I need. So, should be in there okay.
Yep, you sound good. I just lowered down to 10 watts as well. How am I making it in?
You're making it in perfectly.
Very good. Yeah, I'm just cookie sheeting it. Well, pizza. It's a pizza pan, you know. When you slide the pizza in and out of the oven, it's one of those things. And it happens to be magnetic. And I just have the 2x4 up on the, just sitting on top of the ledge of the stairs.
If you had your antenna outside, we'd probably talk simplex, but I'm one step above the custom mounted mine on the gutter, if you remember.
Yeah, I need to do something like that, but it's got to be able to be taken down and in on demand. Actually, the side of the house that it would be put on, it probably wouldn't be noticed, but, yep. Yeah, we are just on the fringe of being able to reach each other. Maybe if I get, like, if I get a Yagi and I point it in your direction, that would be good enough to do simplex.
Yeah, is that, you're on a 9600, right?
Yeah, correct, the 9600.
Okay, I'm going to try my blue radio, just for giggles, the blue radio at 2 watts with a rubber duck.
KF8S, W8EAP.
W8EAP, KF8S, returning. Is that your blue radio?
Yep, it's my blue radio. I'm inside the bedroom right now.
Yeah, it's sounding good. So I guess it works. 2 watts. Not bad from where you're at.
You sound great. Your audio sounds fantastic on this radio. You sound almost analog.
Yeah, you know, I need to get mine, I need to try mine. I haven't used those little blue radios in a while. But anyways, this one works perfect. The MD9600. I really like this DMR mobile.
Yeah. I think Dakota would be happy with that radio. I think he was even talking about it today.
Yeah, I mean, as far as, like, DMR goes, this is probably one of the better, like, if you need more power than an HT and you want open GD77 capability, yeah, this one works the best. The scanning's a little wonky, like, you know, blanks out the display, but as far as I can tell, it works pretty good.
You know, if you were on the lake, this is all you'd need is this little HT, because I'm way farther away than the lake, plus the obstacles. Anywho, okay, I'm going to switch back to the radio, W-A-E-A-P.
K-F-A-S.
All right, back on the other radio. But, it's amazing how good your audio sounds on that blue radio.
So are you saying that the TYT 9600 doesn't sound as good?
Oh, no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying it probably sounds better than the RT3S. I mean, I got this really nice, expensive Kenwood speaker attached to my radio.
Yeah, one of the things that I like, you know, how on the OpenGD77 when you talk, you can kind of see your modulation, you know, when you're talking. So you know when you need to back off or speak closer or louder.
Yeah. And a bus meter turns into a modulation meter. Yeah, I can tell right now that my mods, I should be about good right here, right? This sounds about right.
Yeah, you sound close to yourself. I mean, there, you can tell you're on digital, but and it loses some, you know, kind of evens you out. But yeah, it sounds good.
Well, I'm really satisfied with the 9600, especially with the OpenGD. I don't think the display looks that great with the stock firmware, but the OpenGD really transforms it. And I like the fact that I can use the same code plug in all three of my DMR radios. That's really convenient.
Yeah, the only thing I wish, I wish the RT3S had a better receive. It's not so great on analog. I don't know if the 390 is much better, but I know the RT3S doesn't have as good of a receive. So like you, I know people do satellite on it all the time, but I have a feeling that you might not hear it as well until it's like a certain strength.
Well, I told you that I had my 9600 on the outdoor antenna, and I started to hear the satellite earlier on the big ass Bofang. I think it's got a really good receive. Like, well, with the same antenna, if I key up the Romeo or the Richmond, it sounds like twice as good on that as any of my other radios. Seems like the H3 is probably the worst receive of any of my radios. With the UV right up there too. I mean, but I'm telling you though, I guess it's the UV25. Yeah, the UV25 has got a really good receive, good sounding receive too. But, anywho, yeah, I don't know. I've had really good luck with my DB20 on a satellite.
Yeah, I mean, for satellite, as long as you have a good analog radio, that's all you need. Yeah, the DB20. You know, I got to get that out of my wife's car because that's where it is in her car. If I remember correctly, that thing doesn't work with Chirp, right? You have to use the special programming, or does it work with Chirp? I forgot.
No, it doesn't do Chirp. Now the 778, which is the bigger version of the 779, it's basically the same radio, but it puts out five more watts, and it's got a bigger display on it. And it's got a speaker inside the microphone. Yeah. What was I saying? What were we talking about? Oh, Chirp. Yeah, the 778, the big brother is Chirp capable, but the 779 isn't. But I've been building up my file for a long time, so, you know, I can just copy it into whatever. But, you know, it's just evolved over the years. I keep adding to it.
Well, yeah, the nice thing about Chirp is it's a, like, anytime somebody makes a new radio driver for it, it's just a Python file, so the serial port stuff, is that's what Chirp does, right? Chirp's got all that stuff built into it. So the only thing you're doing is, like, telling the program, okay, when you're reading the serial port, I need the data in this format and all that fun stuff. It's really nice. It's like, and then, like, if a radio is not supposed to be programmed out of band, a lot of times they'll put, like, if statements around the things. Like, if you put this frequency in, we're going to ignore it. But you can take the if statement out, you know. But usually don't do that or have to do that. But yeah, no, it's nice that these newer radios, though, the manufacturers are, like, putting some kind of, like, protection on the serial port. And I'm not sure why they're doing that. Why wouldn't you want to have your radio supported by Chirp? That would be like get more people to buy your stuff.
Well, the weird thing is, okay, I got the UV25, which is the big ass Bofang. Then I got the UV26, which is the new 5RM replacement. Then I got the weird UV22, which isn't on the Bofang website. Then I just got the 17R, 17R Plus. But if you go to Bofang and download their CPS, it's called a TPU6 software. And it works on all those radios. Or you can use the 5RM SERP file on any of those radios. And I don't know why they have a separate radio file for the 5RM and then the UV25 and 26. They're all the same. You don't need a separate SERP file. And if you want to upload an image, a boot screen image, then you use that stock Bofang CPS, the one that's called TPU6. You use that, it'll program all the radios and it'll upload boot screens to all those radios, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, I haven't gotten the 26 yet. That one's coming from Nevada. I impulse purchased that from Radiodity. It was like buy one, get one, and it ended up being like $40 or something like that. And I also, with the other radios, the 880/UV98, I got to wait for that 7-in-1 cable. I'm hoping they fix a lot of things. I'm a little disappointed by that radio the way it is right now. I'm hoping the firmware actually fixes it and makes it kind of usable. It's got this weird thing where, like, if it's on that multi-standby, where it's trying to monitor all of those three frequencies, it's got like this, like a cycling noise. Like when any audio comes through, like it's still trying to monitor the other two. It's like this click, 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 click. And it's like, what the heck is that?
Well, I told you the other day that I got the RT900 and the weather band button didn't work. You push the weather band and it would go to a weather frequency and it was like dead silence, and then it would like make crackling noises, almost like how you sounded on Simplex. I'm like, what the heck? So I went to the VFO and punched in the weather and it came up fine. Then I did that firmware update you were talking about from a month ago, and it made the font of the station, like your label, your station or channel label, it made the font like 4 times bigger, and makes the display look a lot better. And then they fixed the leather band issue. So maybe it's just a firmware update away, you know. So I took a chance and ordered it. So it's not, hasn't yet. I ordered it Saturday, so I haven't heard anything yet.
Yeah, I'd be interested to see what you think about it. I personally like the 860 better, only because it's an LCD screen, and if you take it outside, you can read it. Like the color, if I take the color one outside, completely washed out. So it's like, if you're going outside with it, you're going to probably want the LCD one with you. Anyways, I'm going to clear the statewide. This is cool that it works and test it. And I'll be over on the node in a little while. But cool. Thanks for trying this out. Too bad we can't reach each other Simplex, but it is a goal to work towards. So I'll listen out and I'll be QSY, KF8S.
Yeah, I just got a message that there's some lurkers out there. I was just wondering if the lurker heard the blue radio. Anywho, okay, catch you on the other one. WAEAP.
Did you use the blue radio while I was listening? You seemed pretty consistent the whole time, ADW.
Yeah, let me go dig it out. The batteries are half dead, but still, hold on. Let me grab it real quick.
Yeah, we were both talking on the QIT 9600. I think are you on your RT 3S, John?
This is the DM1701, so same thing, I guess, but just the Bofang version.
W8DAP on the blue radio, 2 watts, stubby antenna.
Yeah, that's rather impressive. Yeah, I don't know if I can tell the difference between the 9600 and the blue radio at 2 watts.
Yeah. Inside the house, too. It has a non-removable antenna.
All right. I'll switch back to the other one.
Yeah, we'll do the same. 88OD clear.
KFES clear.
WEAP. Get you on the other one. KFAS from WEAP Davis to Arthur. Nothing heard from KFAS. It says WEAP clear.